A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven,
in time
concentrate on
space.
Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar. That's the display department. With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
You are just number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 127. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and today we are talking about Random Quest. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello. Yes, Random Quest, asking us the question, what if your soulmate, your true love, lived in another world? And that's the setup for a BBC 4 drama, which came out in 2006, and is the subject we're talking about here on British Invaders this time, Brian.
That's right. And in fact, this 2006 drama was based on a 1961 short story by one of our favorite authors here on British Invaders, John Wyndham. And it mixes Wyndham's original ideas and certainly many parts of the story with the sort of stylish and very modern type of production from the BBC. So that was quite neat.
Yes, it is. A neat show to talk about. And yes, we're coming back to another writer who we've revisited on more than one occasion, John Wyndham, as you say, another name that keeps cropping up again and again, Brian. So, the setup of our story, we are looking at a young man called Colin Trafford, who at the very beginning of the story approaches a retired professor, and he in particular is looking for the professor's granddaughter, a woman called Ottilie Harsham. But it's not quite entirely straightforward, the search for her, is it, Brian?
No, it isn't. In no small measure because Dr. Harsham quickly says that he does not have a granddaughter. So it seems that Colin Trafford is looking for someone who does not exist. But what Trafford proceeds to do is tell a very involved and rather fantastic story to Professor Harsham. And we learn along the way about this very complex situation that Trafford is in.
We do indeed. So let's talk a little bit about the characters we've mentioned already. Our character run through, we start with Colin Trafford, who is a young physicist, and he's working as a research assistant at a laboratory where they are doing particle physics, and they have a particle accelerator that they're working with. We get the impression that he's slightly down on his luck. He's a little bit weary and tired, and obviously his life doesn't seem to be going terribly well. Colin Trafford, played by Samuel West, son of two famous British actors, Timothy West and Prunella Scales, and on our screens probably best known for playing the character of Prince Caspian in the 1980s BBC Narnia adaptations. So a little bit of sort of genre television there for him.
Yes, that's right. And Trafford was this type of character who is clearly in the field he wants to be in, doing this physics work, but he is not as successful and not as recognized as he thinks he should be. And of course, the other major character we've mentioned is Professor Harsham, who is this retired professor, retired medical doctor, I believe, who is approached by Trafford about this mysterious person, Ottilie Harsham. And Professor Harsham was played by David Burke, who you may remember if you watched the Jeremy Brett Sherlock Holmes series from the 1980s and 1990s. In the earlier episodes of that, David Burke played Dr. Watson. In the later episodes, it was Edward Hardwick who played Watson. And Hardwick is probably more strongly remembered as being Watson with Jeremy Brett. However, David Burke was certainly there as well, and he was also very good as Watson. So it was interesting to see him coming up here as well.
Okay. Then we've got the mystery woman herself, the character of Ottilie Harsham, who we are going to meet. And when we do, she's going to be played by Kate Ashfield, probably best known for being Shaun's girlfriend in Shaun of the Dead.
And then another character we have is Martin, played by Sean Parks. He is a journalist who is covering the particle physics project that Colin Trafford is involved with. And the two of them meet up near the beginning of the story, and we realize that they used to be friends years ago when Colin was younger, but they haven't really been in contact very much in recent years.
That's right. And they actually meet up as Colin is on his way to work for what seems to be a routine day. I think they meet as they get out of their cars in the car park at the laboratory. And Martin, the journalist, explains that he's come to interview the lead scientist on this project, where Colin Trafford works. And as you say, Brian, Colin Trafford is definitely not the lead researcher. He has got a bit part in this project and wishes he was perhaps a bit more successful. But there you are. So we've got Colin Trafford and his old friend from many years ago, Martin, walking into this laboratory.
So, getting a bit more into the story from that?
That's right, yes. Things aren't going to go completely according to plan. There's not going to be a straightforward interview and a straightforward day of work.
That's right. You have these two characters coming in, and there is an explosion at this particle accelerator, which I think was being turned on or turned on to maximum for the first time, something like that. And there is this sort of strange explosion. It's not entirely clear what has happened. And then Colin wakes up in bed. But it's not his own bed that he knows, and it's not his own house that he knows. He's waking up somewhere else, somewhere he doesn't recognize.
And everything is very strange all of a sudden. As you say, he's in a strange house that he doesn't recognize, a very, very smart house, incredibly trendy and stylish. And here he is, and there's books on the bookshelf which appear to have his name on them. He appears to have written a series of best-selling science fiction novels, something that he has no recollection of. And the mystery of this sort of new house and this new life continues to deepen.
Yes, it certainly does. He soon finds himself meeting Martin, but Martin is no longer someone that he knew years ago and hadn't been in much contact with. Martin is now his best friend, someone he goes and meets for lunch with regularly and plays tennis with him a couple times a week. So there are all these strange changes in the world that Colin can't explain. And on top of that, the biggest change for him is that he seems to be married, and rather unhappily married.
Yes, it's all very mysterious and strange. As you say, he has a new life, a new house, and a wife that he doesn't know about, and not one that he gets on particularly well with, it seems. Yeah, it's all very mysterious.
Yeah, it's very confusing for the character, and we are sort of learning what's going on along with them.
Now, what's all this about?
I'm looking for Ottilie Harsham, your granddaughter.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Mr. Trafford, but I don't have a granddaughter.
Are you sure?
Well, I think I would know, don't you?
You may think you don't have a granddaughter, Professor, but I know otherwise. You see, the thing is, although we've never met before, we know each other very well.
So we turn to our production notes, as we always like to do, and we're going back to discuss another famous name in British science fiction again, as we've already said, John Wyndham, the British writer, born 1903, died in 1969. probably best remembered, I suppose, for Day of the Triffids, which we discussed when we talked about the 1980s television version of that in British Invaders episodes 16 and 17, which seems like a long time ago, Brian.
Yes, it does seem like a long time ago. We talked about a John Wyndham adaptation again when we looked at Chalky, which was also a 1980s production, and we did that in British Invaders 113 and 114, a little more recently. The author was also well known for books like The Crockenwakes and The Midwich Cuckoos and The Chrysalids. He wrote other books besides those, but those certainly are well known ones.
Yes, those are the big ones. And actually, when we covered Chalky, we did mention that all of the rights for his novels were owned by film companies now, and it seemed unlikely we'd get any more television adaptations of the novels. But his short stories, perhaps that's a different matter. And in particular, his 1961 collection of short stories, which was called Consider Her Ways, and it includes this story we're discussing, Random Quest. And it is a short story, isn't it, Brian? It's only about 40 pages, I think.
That's right. Yeah, the book was Consider Her Ways and Others. Consider Her Ways was a little longer, and then there were some ones of different lengths in there. But yeah, this one is about 40 pages. That's about right. And it was adapted for this production by Richard Fell, who also produced the 2005 remake of the Quatermass Experiment, which was actually, in that case, performed as a live broadcast. So he was involved with that. He was also producing on Crooked House, the ghost story from Mark Gatiss. And this production was directed by Luke Watson.
That's right. Luke Watson, probably best known for also another ghost story at Christmas. He did a 2005 adaptation of an M.R. James ghost story called A View from a Hill. So lots of little genre connections here with the production team. And we've got, this is on BBC Four, one of the BBC's digital channels, and a channel that sort of sets itself, I think, the target of producing and broadcasting high-quality drama and comedies from all around the world, and of trying to do some sort of interesting and new stuff. So they were, for instance, the British channel to first broadcast shows like Curb Your Enthusiasm, Mad Men, Flight of the Conchords, and The Killing. But they've also been involved in, you know, homegrown productions. As you say, the 2005 Quatermass remake was broadcast on BBC Four, I believe, Brian. And they also did the remake of A for Andromeda, which we've also talked about.
From 2006, that's right.
And then more recently, BBC Four is the channel showing the Douglas Adams-based Dirk Gently stories, which is currently broadcasting as we record this.
So it's a bit of a smaller outlet than things like BBC One and BBC Two, but they certainly do some more interesting and in some cases more challenging material, which is interesting to see for sure.
Yeah, that's right. It is an interesting channel, and here they are, an interesting and quite stylish production for us.
Yes, and to go with this stylish production, they found a very stylish and modern house to film in for the successful science fiction writer Colin Trafford, you know, having this fancy house with a swimming pool on the lower level and this very modern design, and that helped give sort of a stylish look to it that was quite neat.
It does, and with that they also found some outside locations at some quite modern looking factories and some high-tech buildings, and they seem to have shot them in such a way to really give us this sort of very futuristic and clean look. It makes you know, the London setting or the English setting, wherever it is, look very much like something from a science fiction movie, from Logan's Run or something like that. It's very sort of quite neat looking, I guess.
Yes, it looks very much like you're seeing real things, which I think for the most part you are seeing real buildings and so on, but it's done selectively in a way to make it look like a very modern and almost slightly futuristic, but very sort of clean and cutting edge version of London, or of some, you know, modern British city. So it's an interesting look to it that's sort of more something that's very selective of things that really exist rather than being sort of new fictional things that they're creating.
Yeah, very cleverly done.
So we should talk a little bit about availability for this release. If you want to see it, how could you do that, Eamon?
Well, first broadcast here on BBC4 in November 2006. And, you know, as you say, Brian, they were really pumping out science fiction then with Quatermass in 2005 and then A for Andromeda and then this. We know it's been repeated on BBC4 since. But apart from that, Brian, availability?
It seems to be pretty limited apart from that, unfortunately. There has been no DVD release, unlike the Quatermass Experiment and A for Andromeda releases from 2005 and 2006. Those were both released on DVD, but to date, this one has not been released on DVD.
Which is a shame. However, it is available to watch on YouTube in parts, and also presumably from the torrent sites. It's only an hour long, so it is quite worth watching, and you may want to actually go check that out on YouTube before our next episode, because it's quite a short show we're covering this time, just the 1 hour running time or thereabouts, Brian.
Yes, that's right, and it is an interesting one to take a look at, for sure. The book, Consider Her Ways and Others, is certainly available. It is out of print in some regions. I believe in North America it's completely out of print, but it is available from used bookstores and from the Amazon marketplace as a used book quite easily and quite inexpensively. Certainly it has been available and it's not in terribly high demand, so it is fairly easy to get a used copy of the book that has this.
Okay, so certainly worth tracking down the book or going to YouTube and having a look at this particular show.
Yeah, 40 pages or so and an hour or so. Interesting stuff to take a look at, yeah.
Okay, so I guess that will do us for the first part of our discussion about Random Quest.
Yes, I think so. Next time, we will take a more detailed look at the story and get into things a little bit more. And we will talk about some other adaptations of this short story as well.
Plus, as ever, we will talk about our own particular reviews of what we liked and didn't like so much in this production and give you our recommendations at the end of that.
Absolutely. There are certainly some interesting things to talk about with this one. So you can reach us at BritishInvaders@gmail.com, and you can find us at www.BritishInvaders.com. We have a Facebook group, so if you search for us on Facebook, you will find us there. British Invaders is a proud member of the Geek Culture Network. You can find us and some other fun, geeky podcasts at thegeekculturenetwork.com. So thank you for listening, and this is Brian from Canada, signing off.
Yes, thank you very much, and until next time, this is Eamon in England, also signing off.